Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff, back to you. Parenting 101.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I feel like you come to town and you bring parenting stories and they're all fantastic and we love hearing them. So you took your daughter to see Santa Claus. This is unbelievable.
Which I love as well.
What?
That he took her to see Santa.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, yeah. That's what kids do. We got to the place and
he's a non-practicing Jewish person.
Yeah. I don't care. I just want toys and her to get toys.
Do you have all your crazy inflatables out in your front lawn again?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we got the Minnie Mouse. We got the Santa. We got the snowman. We got the Santa pig. We have a newest addition, a flamingo that is has a Santa scarf.
Oh, your poor neighbors.
It's good stuff. No, my neighbor loves it.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They do. Anyway, very
actually,
quickly.
Actually, joining us now is Jeff's neighbor who's on the line.
Right, he will call in. He loves it. He's got some stuff, too.
Yeah.
We're actually one day going to bond together by a huge Santa and the reindeer, put it on our roof. And, you know, kind of have a combo package.
97.1 The Ticket air personality Jeff Rieger passed away yesterday in a tragic fall off his roof. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so we take her to see Santa. The entire time she's excited. She's into Frozen, right? She wants Anna, Elsa, Olaf. So we finally get up to Santa. We waited 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that Anna?
Yeah.
Sorry, she corrects me too. We wait 30 minutes to see Santa. Great, authentic, classic Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And she's excited the whole time. She's like, Santa, where are you, Santa? Finally, we get up there. She commiserates with Santa. She tells Santa.
Commiserates. Yeah, your parent looks like, your dad looks like a real pain. Yeah, no kidding.
She tells Santa what she wants. And then I go up to Santa. We pose for a couple pictures. And I'm like, Santa, that was great. Thank you. And I shook his hand. Now he's wearing the white glove. So I shake his hand. And he immediately ends the handshake. And he looks at his hand. And I'm like, why is this guy looking at his hand? I don't understand. And I walk away. But I did linger to see what the hell's going on. Why is he looking at his hand? Does he think I have cooties? Well, it turns out the guy after me with two kids, same handshake, tipped Santa Claus. And I'm like, holy crap. I'm a Jewish guy. How would I know you're supposed to tip Claus? Are you supposed
this
to tip Santa Claus?
This is ridiculous.
1,000%
yeah.
No.
No. I think you're supposed
Santa.
To.
No,
now,
you're not.
Does it change the fact this was a free event?
No.
So, I don't even know. Maybe
I guarantee
Santa was a volunteer.
Santa was being paid to be there.
There was free food. There was free crafts. So maybe the Santa made his money on getting tipped. So are you telling me in the mall or at free events... You're not supposed to tip Santa?
No.
I just Googled tipping Santa Claus, and I'm now directed to a website, babycenter.com, and every comment is saying something along the lines of, never heard of anything like this in my life. I've never heard of it. At the mall, no. If you hired Santa to come to your party, perhaps.
Well, that's a different thing.
Right.
That's different altogether.
Yes. Yeah. No.
So I just figured I grew up a Jewish guy. I never really went to see Santa, and I really didn't know the intricacies of... how to deal with the Santa. So you're not supposed to tip him.
No, 1,000 times no.
Yeah, you frightened me when you put this in your prep last night. I thought I'd been screwing something up for 9 years.
I'm telling you, this guy greased Santa's palm, okay? And I just figured everybody else in that place was doing the exact same thing. So when Santa looked at his hand and he was disappointed, I thought to myself, I didn't give him a dead fish. The handshake was firm, so he's upset I didn't give him money.
Do you think there's a chance that if Olive does not get what she asked Santa for on Christmas morning, she will look at you and say, Daddy, how come you didn't tip Santa?
There's a possibility.
I mean, there's maybe a direct cause and effect, you know, to ensure promptness, right? Isn't that what tip is short for?
That's a good point.
So maybe you should have given him like a fin to make sure that she gets the Barbie dream house or she gets the Holly Hobby make it and bake it.
It's frozen right now. It's Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Anything with those will do. But I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Yeah.
So it's not like Santa, bathroom attendant, pizza boy, and waitress. What do they all have in common? People you tip, right? You can exclude Santa.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can have the age old debate about carry out and the age old debate about the bathroom attendant who you really wish wasn't in the bathroom ever because he only makes you uncomfortable.
Hate that guy.
And
I like
hate
the
restaurants that. Yeah, but no, yeah. I can put soap in my own hand.
And also I can grab my own paper towel. Like,
well,
I
you
hate...
guys have in women's rooms too.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Is it a woman or
female,
man?
Female, obviously,
it's
right?
It's a female. Yeah. It's a woman.
Just making
That'd be
sure.
Super creepy.
You wash your hands and you go for the paper towel. They're like, here you go. I'm like, ugh.
No. It's kind of crap that a man can't get that job.
When you pick up food, what if somebody says to you, would you like to leave a tip?
I would say no.
Isn't that bothersome?
Yes.
It's hyper aggressive.
I leave a
It bar. Happens at a pizza place I go to, and I don't like it, and I don't quite go there as much as...
Because you feel pressured into it. They're like pressuring you.
I'll leave it's a tip if I want to.
It's kind of like a department store these days. You go to a mall, like a Abercrombie, if you will, and immediately the salesperson walks up to you. So, what are you shopping for?
I hate that.
I get the hell out.
So do I. It makes me so angry. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm shopping
for. Leave me alone.
Am I not cool enough to be here? I don't know.
Let me shop.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.